Warmest welcome everyone to a new episode of the Business and Dreams podcast. I am really excited for today's episode because it will be about money. And I want to say first of all that we are having this big 3-day challenge right now. It's a 3-day challenge about money mindset where we talk about how you can get the freedom that you dream of. Maybe you want to, you know, have this calm mornings with your family. You don't want to set an alarm anymore. Maybe you want to work like 4 hours instead of 8 hours and kind of decide over your days more. Or perhaps you want to live abroad and, you know, not have this office that you want to go to every day that you have to go to. Or, you know, maybe you want to have the financial freedom to just order anything you want, for example, or don't have to think about every cost. Whatever you're dreaming of, I'm sure that you're dreaming of more freedom. I guess, you know, I've never spoken with anyone who says, I want less freedom. You know, it's very, I think that all of us want more freedom. Freedom is not something that we can't get enough of. And it's very common actually to start a company and then you realize that, oh, I don't actually, you know, I don't have the freedom that I thought I would have when I started this company. And what Camille and I have done, we have actually purposefully, we have really created like deliberately our own freedom-based business. So we have all the things that we dreamed of, you know, with being location dependent and financial freedom and time freedom as well. We work whenever we want to. And that's something that we want to share to other women, how you can build a business that's really freedom-based so that you really create your dream life, that you're not only working with your passion, but you're also having this dream life. So if you're interested in that, on how to work full-time with your passion and get all the freedom that you desire, then make sure to join us. I will put all the information in the show notes, so feel free to look there. But you can always also just DM us on Business and Dreams Instagram, and just DM us, for example, 3-day challenge, and we will send you all the information as well. And I have to say also, we did this money mindset webinar before, and there was a participant called Linnea, and she set the goal for herself, because spoiler alert, that is something actually we'll do in this 3-day challenge. We will set a really big and exciting goal for ourselves. And Linnea set this goal and she didn't think that she would reach it. And we told her, you know, that set this goal, you will reach it within 5 months. But she didn't believe it because it was so big. And then 1.5 month later, she actually reached it and she couldn't believe it. And she was just writing to us like, what happened? So if you really take part of this and really, you know, pay attention to what we're saying during this 3-day challenge, you can achieve amazing results already from this, you know, free opportunity. So make sure to join us. It will be so, so much fun. And like the minimum you will get is this amazing energy boost from all the incredible women who are there, and you will dream much bigger than you ever done before. So please join us. It'll be so much fun. Anyway, I want to share also some insights I have within money mindset, because again, that is what we will talk about during these 3 days. And I want to share something, and that is that I love money. My question to you is, what did you think and feel when I said that, that I love money? Maybe you knew in this case that, you know, Wendla had some form of catch on this, or, you know, that I would say it would be something about that comment. But let's say that you would just hear someone in a conversation, you're talking about maybe finance, etc., and the person says that, you know, I just love money. How would you think and react? I think that many people would perhaps think that this comment would be from someone who is, you know, maybe a little bit greedy, who is maybe, you know, very money focused and maybe a bit selfish. But let's say that someone is saying, you know, I love my partner, or I love nature, or I love hiking. I don't think that as many people would have the same negative thoughts about that comment or that person. And isn't that interesting? then we have to like that makes me want to think, why is it such a big difference to say that I love money compared to I love nature? And I think it comes down to that many of us, like a big part of our society, are raised with a money mindset that is not the best, or I wouldn't say good or bad, but rather it's not optimal to create abundance in our lives. Because we all have a relationship with basically everything in our lives. One thing that we have a relationship with that I think about a lot is with ourselves. I am very conscious about never saying something negative about myself. I always say positive things because I always feel like my body and my mind is listening. I would never, either to myself or, you know, say out loud that I'm feeling ugly or, you know, anything like that, because your body is always listening to what you're saying. So, you know, that's just one thing we have a relationship with ourselves. And I think it's very important to talk positively about ourselves and whatever you have a relationship with in your life. You know, also about your partner. Perhaps, you know, if you're not having a fight or something with your partner, you're talking and thinking positively about your partner or your best friend or whatever it can be. But money is this thing where many people maybe don't realize that we have a relationship with. But let's say that, you know, we talked about money in the same way as we talk about our partner or our child. Many people say things about money like, you know, money is not that important to me. I prioritize other things, you know. If we said that about our partner, my partner is not that important for me. You know, that would be like a red flag. Like, are things going well between you, you know? If we said about our child, like, my child is not that important to me, we'd be like, oh, you know? But for about money, we can say those things, but still we expect money to be there for us, to give us all the freedom we want. And the basic, which are not so basic things, but like food and a roof over our heads, etc. So I think it's very interesting how we talk about money, and that it's kind of taboo to say I love money, but it's not taboo to say I love my partner. Why is it such a difference? So again, we come back now. I think I had like a sidetrack there, but my conclusion is again that we have in our society a kind of a not that optimal mindset around money, and it's a very scarcity-based mindset around money. Because if I say I love money, then maybe that sounds greedy because people are thinking, oh, you are maybe taking money from other people in a way, or kind of greedy that, oh, money is the only thing you care about. You don't care about, you know, friends or being kind, etc. That is your only focus. But we don't think like that when it's about nature, like, oh, you're so obsessed with nature, like you don't care about your family, etc. So it's very interesting how different it is with money. And that's why we're having this 3-day challenge also, because we are supposed to know about money, because again, money is so important. We can't eat if we don't, you know, have money. And when we start companies, we're somehow just supposed to know how to handle all the money things, etc., and just grow our companies. But if you haven't invested in your money mindset, and if you don't understand your beliefs around money, then that could be blocking you from actually reaching the goals that you desire. So when Camilla and I, when we started to really invest in our money mindset, wow, so much changed after that. And first of all, we just realized so many beliefs that we had about money that we didn't even know that we had. It was like, oh, you know, I've been walking around with this belief, you know, all the time. And once you realize that, and once you can choose which beliefs you want to have, then you can create fully new results. So one thing, you know, that's very common, and that was also the case for Camilla and I, is that it's a very common saying, like, just focus on your passion and money will come. Maybe I've heard that comment, you know, don't focus on the money, just focus on your passion and then you will be rich, basically. But the thing is that since so many of us have this not that optimal money mindset, I don't think that's the case, because our money mindset could stop us from actually getting that abundance, that freedom that we want to. It's, you know, if we're having thoughts like rich people are greedy, then of course our subconscious mind, which is 95% of our minds, you will do anything to not be that greedy person. So you will consciously or subconsciously sabotage for yourself. I mean, one thing that Camilla and I did for a long time was that we have all this manual work that we could automate, but we didn't. You know, we didn't take any action to do it. And I think a big part was that we had this money mindset blocks, and we kind of valued working hard just for the sake of it. But really, that is also a very common thing, that I have to work really hard to get money. That's a very common limiting belief that we have. And what will that manifest into in our lives? You will come up with work. You will stay many hours just to work hard, to make sure that if I get any money, I have to work hard first. So you will ignore all the information about, for example, how to automate work. And if you want to really get a clear sense that, you know, that is not the case, just imagine if I decided to take, to dig a hole into the ground for 8 hours. And I said I worked so hard today and I deserve money. You'd be like, no, you didn't create any value at all today for no one in this world, including yourself. So that's the thing. To get money, you create value for other people, and that doesn't necessarily require hard work. So just want to to say that that is not true. So during these 3 days, we will talk about limiting beliefs too. And maybe you will realize I had this one. And, that's very liberating, because then you can choose which beliefs we have instead. Because these beliefs are formed when we're so young, when we didn't have control which beliefs to pick, basically. And I want you now to think that you are entering this belief store. I have this analogy for this. So let's say that you're entering a store that's called a belief store. And you see all these different beliefs. Maybe it's I am amazing, or I attract money easily, or whatever it can be. And you get to pick any of these beliefs that are going to be your truths. Which beliefs do you want? So these are the beliefs that you should pick and then start to actively repeat to reprogram your subconscious mind. So this is a lot of information, a lot of talk here, but it's just a kind of preview of what we will talk about during these 3 days. We have had this 3-day challenge before, and we got so many kind words and so many women who said to us that they cannot change actually their trajectory of their business and what they have achieved, etc. So we couldn't be more excited to do this again. So who is this challenge for, you may ask? Well, you don't have to have a business yet, but we recommend that you're kind of curious of starting a business maybe this year or the coming years. So from that stage until the stage where you're actually having a business, maybe you're working part-time, maybe you're working full-time, but you feel that, you're meant for more and you want to increase maybe your revenue or have more freedom in your life, then this challenge is perfect for you. So basically for anyone who's interested or already have started a company, then you should definitely join our challenge. So yes, I think that's all for today, actually. We start today, the 22nd of April. We end on 24th of April. We couldn't be more excited. We will share so much value, as much value as we possibly can. And hopefully you will be able to get incredible results from this challenge. So let me know if you have any other thoughts about this topic about money mindset. I love discussing it with you. But otherwise, have a beautiful rest of your day, and I hope to speak with you soon. Bye-bye.